The Senate will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. George. Girard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Monroe. Morissette. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Starr. Telfer. Telfer. Berger. Berger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. President Courtney.
A quorum being present, we will now post the colors.
Can I bring the American flag right over the other side of you there, Reverend?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. Invocation today is by the Reverend John Dennis from the First Presbyterian Church in Corvallis.
And today is the final day of the Cambodian Khmer New Year. Let me first wish each one of you a very happy New Year. Please let us pray. Lord God, most of us are neither wise nor wealthy, but we're all you have to work with. Therefore, in our need, we ask you to give each one of us an inner strength from beyond ourselves to put right before self-interest, listening before talking, principle before expedience, and you and your will before everything else. We pray this for the sake of the people of Oregon and in appreciation of all who serve. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend John Dennis. I'd like to extend a courtesy to the Senate to Reverend John Dennis for his invocation. The honorary pages, Matthew Minor, John D. Young, they are the honorary pages for Senator Jackie Winters. John Stafford, Elliot Stafford, the honorary pages for Senator Fred Gerard. Monica Noonan, the honorary page for Senator Richard Devlin. Brian Simpson, the honorary page for Senator Suzanne Bonamici. Continuing on the courtesy, Senator Gerard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two paramedics from my district are here today as part of Oregon Ambulance Day. I'd like you to extend courtesies to Katie Weatherford from SIO and Victor Hoffer from Mount Angel, who are paramedics for Rural Metro Ambulance serving the Salem area. For their outstanding work in emergency medical services, Katie and Victor have been named Stars of Life and will be going to Washington, D.C. in May to be recognized along with other outstanding paramedics from around the country.
Thank you, Senator Gerard. Katie and Victor, we're very pleased you would come to the Capitol today and be with us. It's your Capitol. It's this day that's honoring the Ambulance Day here. Where would we be without our paramedics? They're always there should we get ourselves into harm's way, as some of us do. So much has to be done before we get taken to the hospital, and it's you that save lives and you that are the first responders. So we're very grateful for the work you do 24/7, and we're very pleased and honored that you would come to your state capitol. I'd like to extend the official courtesies to each of you. Thank you very much. I recognize Senator Joanne Verger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that courtesies be extended to a group from my district, the Highland Elementary School in Reedsport, and there are 44 students here, and their leader of their group is Paula Plotz. And Mr. President, we need to extend very nice courtesies because you know many schools come here and they only have a 30-minute ride. You're looking at Reedsport on the coast, so they've been traveling to get to their state capital.
Thank you, Senator Verger. Highland, we're very pleased you could be here, Paul, and that you've come all this way. It's an honor. You come from a great place, Reedsport. I believe it's also either the birthplace of the hometown of Senator Vicki Walker, who's over here. She is from the greater Eugene area. So Reedsport's a great place. You honor us by coming all this way to see us, but it's your capital. It's your capital. You belong here, and I hope you'll come back again. So thanks a lot for coming. Thank you, Senator Verger. We're now on to remonstrances. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I have in your desk a flyer that came from Greenfeet. And since in the spirit of the day we had a great tea bag day yesterday, I just wanted the body to know that tea bags are made out of hemp. And since I am absolutely shameless and have several character flaws, and I have a bill that's going to come before this body, and my son is turning our farm into an organic farm. And if you read, hemp needs no pesticides, is a great weed killer. There's so many wonderful things, and I just wanted the body to be aware of where hemp is in your world. And if you think it's hallucinogenic, it is not, because you've been using your tea for years and years and years. Thank you, Mr. President, for this wonderful opportunity.
It better not be hallucinogenic, because we talked about your bill yesterday. And I've been assured by a certain chair of a certain committee that it's a piece of good legislation. But it just better be Senator Nelson. Senator Starr, you want to get up and talk about hemp?
No shameless plug here, Mr. President.
Okay.
I just wanted to take note, colleagues, that the Blazers are back. Boom chakalaka, we're going back to the playoffs. It's Rip City time in Oregon. It's been a long time coming. We've watched this franchise. I think that it's Oregon's team. It says Portland on it, but it's Oregon's team. We watched them go down, and Mr. President, they're on their way back. And I think it's appropriate for us to recognize that and celebrate that with all of Oregon. There's going to be a big party in Portland today at Pioneer Square. But the Blazers are back, heading to the playoffs. Home court advantage against the Houston Rockets in the first round. We're looking for a miracle playoff run here for the Portland Trail Blazers. I think it was appropriate to recognize that today.
Thank you, Senator Starr. Go Blazers. Any further remonstrances? Message from the governor, please.
Mr. President, the governor informed me he has approved and signed the following bills: Senate Bill 30, 189, 213, and 311.
Message from the House.
Mr. President, if this speaker from the House passed House Bills 2554, 2968, 3063, 2704, 2714, 2763, 2778, 2794, 2804, 2817, 2972, 3295, 5036, 2138, 2789, adopted HDM 8 and HDR 9, and the concurred and Senate amendments and repassed House Bills 2540.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.551, committee report summary number 67, distributed members April 15th. And number 68 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the Journal of the State's report and is so ordered. Reports and special committees. Opposition motions. Action executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction of first reading of the Senate measures. Introduction, second reading of Senate measures, please.
Senate Bill 5513 from the Finch Administration and DCBS and Court Emergency. Senate Bill 5514 from the Finch Administration and DCBS and Court Emergency. Senate Bill 5527 from the Finch Administration and Specified Boards and Court Emergency. Senate Bill 157 from the Criminal Records Check. Senate Bill 316 from the Clinical Trials. Senate Bill 44 from the Supplemental Instruction and Court Emergency. Senate Bill 533 from the Shopping Cart Regulations. Senate Bill 579 from the Renewable Safety. Senate Bill 640 from the Licensing of Real Estate Professionals. Senate Bill 739 from the Testing of Wells. Senate Bill 771 from the Landlord-Tenant Law.
These are past the calendar. We're now on the third reading of Senate measures, but before we read, I'm going to recognize Senator Devlin. I want to get on to the third reading announcements. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. Senate Democrats request a 15-minute caucus in their caucus room.
Thank you. I recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Likewise, Mr. President, Republicans would like a 15-minute caucus in the Republican caucus room.
Thank you. We will return to the floor at 10:50 by the clock on the back wall.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I know this group. I know this group. They're going to need more than 15. We will be in recess until 10:50 by the clock on the back wall. The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Girard, Girard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present. The Senate recessed under the order. Strike that. Wait a minute. The Senate will please come to order. Now the clerk. We've done all that. The Senate recessed under the order of third reading of Senate measures and will resume under that order. And it is so ordered. Would the clerk please read the bill?
Senate Bill 5528, relating to Financial Administration, the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, and declaring an emergency.
Recognize Senator Rod Monroe, the carrier.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the budget bill for the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. Back in January of 2007, an administrative rule changed their fee structure to equalize their licensing fees between in-state and out-of-state. They found that in Oregon there is only one occupational therapy school, and therefore most of the applicants were actually from out of Oregon but wanted to be able to do business in Oregon. So what this does is it reduces some fees and raises others to make them all equal.
there's a net reduction in the total amount of fees of $3,060. They're able to absorb this reduction because they have a substantial ending balance. So we would not anticipate that this agency would need any fee increases for at least 4 years and maybe beyond that. The measure passed the Ways and Means Committee on a vote of 18-2, and I urge your eyes support.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Question now arises upon a third. Question now arises upon a third reading, the final passage of Senate Bill 5528. Those opinion bills are passed to say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no. Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Cruz, Starr, Telfer, 22 ayes.
The Senate Bill 5528, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Frank Morris, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, would request return to courtesies.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, we have guests with us in the building from China, being hosted by Lynn Benton Community College as only one of only five colleges across the nation chosen for this Chinese delegation. Visiting the Capitol today are four college presidents, and you will, they are with us on the South Aisle, and an interpreter. They will be in Oregon for 2 weeks to learn about our university structure and our state legislature. Mr. President, please extend courtesies to Chen Chanmin, Beijing Polytechnic College, Wu Huamin, Guangzhou Civil Aviation College, Zhuang Fangming, Langzhou Petrochemical College of Vocational Technology, and Fang Sheng Zhuang, Xizhou Polytechnic. And the interpreter, Mr. President, is Zhu Jinjun, from the China Education Association for International Exchange. And as you know, Mr. President and colleagues, my son-in-law is a resident of Guangzhou, grew up there, and is presently residing in Taiwan with my daughter. So I have very close ties to China in a personal way. And Mr. President, please extend courtesies to these fine folks, the delegation from China. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Frank Morris. It's my honor and a privilege to extend the official courtesies of the Oregon State Senate to each of you presidents. Thank you for coming to our country. Thank you for coming to our state. We're honored by your presence here. Also, thank you also for being a president of a university, for looking out for the education of the Chinese students and the Chinese people. You're to be congratulated for that. I have been to China one time. I was to Beijing. I'd like to go back. And maybe I will get a chance sometime, as well as to maybe to visit some of the schools that you are presiding over. So thank you very much. Also want to thank Senator Frank Morris again. We were worried about the pronunciations of the names, so we didn't know who was going to do it, and I told him he was going to do it. And we then got Chen, who works for us, who helped us right there. And so Chen, working with Senator Frank Morris, helped him come up with perfect pronunciation, I think. So we did this as a team effort because we wanted to be good to you and your name. So thank you, Chen, too. Also, thank you, Lynn Benton Community College. They're to be congratulated for their willingness to host and for being chosen among five schools. So thank you again. It's an honor and privilege. Have a good time here. We're happy you're here. Recognize Senator Margaret Carter under courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Today I have the honored privilege of sitting at my desk, and I'd like for you to extend courtesies to Mr. Brandon Appling. Brandon is a paramedic, the top level of EMT professionals, and has been with American Medical Response in Portland for a decade of emergency ambulance service to our community. For his outstanding service and leadership, Brandon has been recognized as a Star of Life person. He will be and is to be recognized in our nation's capital in early May, along with other Stars of Life from around the country. He is a citizen that lives in Senator Monroe's district, but I'm claiming him today, and will yield him to Senator Monroe in a few minutes to sit with him as well. Please welcome Brandon to his legislature.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Brandon, thank you for being on the floor. It's an honor and privilege to have you here. Earlier today, we recognized two other paramedics who were in the gallery. I believe this is Ambulance Day here at the Capitol. Thank you for the great work you do as a paramedic first responder. You're up against it, because when you get there, you got to be right or we're in trouble. So we need you, and I'm really congratulate you, too, on this Star of Life thing. Apparently, you're a very high award and honor. You're obviously the very, very best, and should I ever need you, I'm glad you'll be the first to respond, although I will not be a very good patient, as you will find out. So thank you very much, Senator Carter and Brandon. Good job, and thanks for being here. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
Mr. President, seated at my desk and seated at Senator Farioli's desk, Mr. and Mrs. Heffernan, who are here from North Powder, all the way from Baker County. I would like courtesies extended to them.
Thank you. I want to extend the courtesies to both of you. North Powder is just north of Baker City, and you can see it on the main road there. You'll see it's a wonderful high school. I know that because when I would help work the 1A, 2A, 3A state track meet at Western Oregon University, I would start all the running events. The year that my son participated in four of the final state events, he lost the 100 meter to a North Powder individual. They're a very, very powerful track team. They took the whole meet that day, and so I was not pleased. I was pleased for North Powder, but you got to understand, I love my son. So I don't know whatever you're doing over there, but that is a very, and then you have all the state championships up on the side of the high school as you drive by there. Yeah, but this track thing is serious. This is serious stuff. I don't know if you know that. I hope you know that. If you don't, I'm telling you it's accurate. I know because I've experienced it. So thank you very much for coming all the way from North Powder. I have a special place in my heart for North Powder. I always look to see the school and see what other things you've added to the wall when I go there. You see, Senator Atkinson, you didn't know any of those things, but I did. So thank you very much. I hope you have a great day here. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. It's your capital. Come back and see us again. Go North Powder. All right. We're going to go back to our regular order of business, which was the third reading of Senate measures. That's where we'll be now. And I will recognize the reading clerk who will read the bill.
Senate Bill 71, Related Residency Public Charter School Students, Declared Emergency.
Thank you. We'll now recognize Senator Rick Metzger, who will carry this bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 71A clarifies who receives funding for providing special education services in charter schools. It states that the resident school district for a child receiving special education services is the district where the child attends a charter school. This is different than current law, where the resident school district is where the student's parents live. Because the resident school district where the student attends has responsibility for providing special education services, it makes sense that the district would receive the funding to do that. This bill was unanimously supported in committee and has a minimal fiscal impact.
Is now anyone else who wishes to testify? Because I see no lights. Question now rises upon the three to read the final passage. Senate Bill 7-1. Those defend your bill so pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call. We'll call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
Senator Devlin.
Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montenderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, President Courtney, 30 ayes.
Senate Bill 71A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 87, on death investigations, declared emergency.
Senator Prozansky.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, SB 87A comes out of your Judiciary Committee on a 5-0 vote. This bill is going to require health providers to notify the appropriate medical county medical examiner of a death and to provide medical records and to assist and provide other information that's required for the medical examiner to actually do their work. It also gives some clarification as who's going to be able to access the data or the records of these medical examiner reports, and also gives some maintains confidentiality for those who are in fact assisting in this process. This is a bill that came before the Judiciary Committee by the medical examiner's office as to making certain that they can do the work they need to do and that they have the assistance that's necessary to complete these examinations. Thank you, Madam President.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Prozansky, do you wish to close? The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 87A. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Winters. Winters.
Senator Winters. Go ahead.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
Senator Bates.
He is excused.
Okay.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Well,
Hass. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Mons Anderson,
aye.
Monroe, Morissette,
aye.
Morse, Nelson, Nelson.
Senator Nelson.
Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger. Not answering. Winters. President Courtney.
Yes.
30 ayes.
Senate Bill 87A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 122, ruling alternative education, declared emergency.
Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 122A comes to us unanimously from the Committee on Education and General Government. Under current law, any Oregon teaching license is valid for teaching all subjects and grade levels in an alternative education program. That's any Oregon teaching license. This language is so broad that districts could, under the existing language, allow teachers with no formal preparation, for example, a teacher who had a career and technical ed license, to teach core academic subjects in alternative education programs. Senate Bill 122A specifies that basic, standard, initial, or continuing teaching licenses issued by the TSPC are valid for teaching in alternative education programs. I urge your eyes support for Senate Bill 122A. Thank you, Madam President.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Bonamici, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 122A. Those who have the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. President Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Lonis Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker. Walker.
Senator Walker. Go ahead. Senator Walker.
I can see now. President Courtney. Excused. Bates. Carter. Walker. No. Excused. Excused. Bates. Carter. Winters. President Courtney. Voting no. Atkinson. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Nelson. Starr. Whitsett. 19 ayes.
Senate Bill 122A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 128, reading documents issued by ODOT.
Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 128A makes three changes to driver license provisions. Current law stipulates that an ODOT license permit or ID card issued to persons with temporary status is only valid for the duration of their stay. But limited-term driver permits have standard expiration dates that could be longer than the person's stay. For an example, an instruction permit is valid for 24 months. A motorcycle instruction permit is valid for a year. A student permit is valid for up to 60 days past an applicant's 16th birthday. Senate Bill 128A clarifies that limited-term permits are not valid longer than standard driver permits of the same type. Current statute requires the DMV to notify persons that their driver's license or ID card is going to expire. DMV mails notices 60 days before the expiration date, but a limited-term card can be issued for a shorter period of time and can expire before a renewal notice is mailed. Senate Bill 128A removes the requirement to mail a renewal notice if a limited-term card is valid for 1 year or less. And DMV has issued fictitious driver's licenses and identification cards to undercover law enforcement officials since 1977, relying on general authority. Senate Bill 128A gives DMV specific statutory authority to issue fictitious cards to undercover law enforcement personnel. And I urge an aye vote. This came out of your Committee of Business and Transportation with a unanimous vote.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Metzger, do you wish to close? The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 128A. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George.
Aye.
Girard. Hass. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
President Courtney. Excused. Bates. Carter. Winters. President Courtney. 26 ayes.
Senate Bill 128A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 759, with local public safety coordinating councils and coordinating emergency.
Senator Starr.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 759 comes to you on behalf of the Washington County Public Safety Coordinating Council and on similar councils located around the state. It's a simple bill which allows them to operate more efficiently. This measure changes the statute so that the PSCC can conduct business with a majority of the quorum present instead of the majority of the committee members. In other words, right now a majority of the entire committee not only has to be present, but the entire but it also has to have a majority vote in order to pass a motion. For a panel that's made up primarily of volunteers, busy agency folks, and elected officials totaling more than 20 in most counties, it's often hard to even get a quorum. This is a simple bill. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Starr, do you wish to close? All right. The question now arises upon the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 7. Oh, I didn't see your light. Senator Bonamici?
Oh, I just wanted to declare a potential conflict.
Yes.
I serve on a local public safety coordinating council. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.
All right. Now the question arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 759. Those who... Oh, Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Madam President. I had not... This had slipped by me. I also am a member of a local public safety coordinating council, so I will also declare a potential conflict. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other conflicts? All right. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juan Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney. Excused. Bates. Carter. Winters. President Courtney. 26 ayes.
Senate Bill 759, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of House measures.
HCR 9, in memoriam Dr. Robert Bacon, 1918-2009. HJM 8, urging Board of Governors of the United States Postal Service and Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee to create postage stamp commemorating 100th Infantry Battalion and 442nd Regimental Combat Team of the United States Army for service during World War II. House Bill 5036, from the Federal Administration and State Board of Pharmacy and Court Emergency. House Bill 2138, and continuing care retirement communities. House Bill 2554, the definition of vulnerable user in public way. House Bill 2704, the public employee retirement and corporate emergency. House Bill 2714, the aquatic invasive species. House Bill 2763, the procurements of agricultural goods. House Bill 2778, the injured workers, state interstate workers and corporate emergency. House Bill 2789, the parole and probation officers and corporate emergency. House Bill 2794, the health benefit plan coverage of human papilloma vaccine. House Bill 2804, and floral retail sales. House Bill 2817, relating to for-hire carriers. House Bill 2968, when the hearings for suspension of driving privileges. House Bill 2972, and sex offender registration and corporate emergency. House Bill 3063, the Oregon Natural Areas. House Bill 3295, and juveniles.
Transmitted to President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. None. Third reading of House measures. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2466, from the Ministry of Rural Review by Legislative Council in the current emergency.
Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, we're jammed up. We're jammed up in rulemaking. There's a huge backlog of rules waiting to come out of rulemaking processes. This bill is about government accountability and about changing the rulemaking authority of agencies, but also helping us as legislators to protect the checks and balances of separate but equal governmental branches. Every year, about 1,600 rules are reviewed. Currently, the Legislative Council Committee is responsible for reviewing the rules, but doesn't meet frequently enough to keep up with the requests. The current backlog is more than 4,500 rules that have not been reviewed. House Bill 2466 would redirect the review of rules to legislative interim committees. The bill will allow legislators to ask for specific rule reviews. The bill will also allow anyone affected by a rule to petition legislative council for an opinion. The rule will review workload, and that workload will be spread evenly over both chambers. The bill would also wipe the slate clean of any pending rules review if the rule was adopted before December 21st, 2008. If the committee decides the rule isn't in compliance with the statute, Legislative Council will post determinations on their website until either the agency changes the rule to make it become in compliance, or the courts make a determination on the rule, or the legislative changes, or the legislature changes the enabling legislation so that the rule fits into the scope of legislation. Colleagues, we've seen these kinds of backlogs form before. 4,500 rules have not been reviewed. 1,600 new rules come annually. Our process for reviewing the rules is cumbersome. The committee that's charged with reviewing the rules doesn't meet frequently enough. This would take the rule requests and put them back to the committees of jurisdiction so they could oversee rulemaking. During the course of the debate about the bill, I asked Legislative Council and the proponents whether or not this wasn't sort of a blending of two separate and distinct authorities between the executive branch, which has the authority for rulemaking, and the legislative branch, which has the authority for writing the legislation. I was assured it is not. In fact, it does allow the legislature, the legislative substantive committees, to review the rule to see if the legislative intent and the rule are coincided. It actually helps us, in my opinion, conform the rules to the legislative intent. It really, though, is aimed at helping us get rid of the backlog. Madam President, I support the bill and humbly request the support of the body to change the way in which we oversee our rulemaking process. Thank you, Madam President.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Farioli, do you wish to close?
No.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2466A. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Wise-Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. Excused. Bates. Carter. Winters. President Courtney. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2466A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Other business of the Senate. Announcements. Announcements. Senator Devlin announcements. Senator Farioli announcements.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, enjoy your meetings today, both in your offices and your regular meetings. There are no caucuses today, no caucuses Friday. We will see you in caucus on Monday.
Senator Farioli.
Rather than remain idle, Madam President, let us point out that the Higher Education Caucus is meeting today at noon. So in favor of the Higher Education Caucus, we are canceling our Republican caucus. But in the House Republican Caucus room from 12 to 1, the Oregon Higher Education Caucus will meet. On that committee is Senators Walker, Morse, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, George, Gerard, Cruz, Anderson, Senator Monroe, Senator Nelson, Senator Schrader, Senator Starr, Telfer, Verger, and Whitsett. They will be nearly a quorum of the body, Madam Chair, but they are due at the Oregon Higher Education Caucus at noon. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Walker.
Well, thank you. We're all sort of wondering what the heck's going on. Our understanding is that caucus room is now occupied by the caucus, and so the Higher Education Caucus has been moved to the patio. If the good senator has some other notion or understanding, he needs to let us know. But our understanding, it is being held on the patio outside on the second floor. So bring your lunches, your suntan lotion, and be prepared to learn about the future of higher education. Thank you.
Fine. All right. If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 Monday, April 20th. 10:15 Monday, April 20th. We're adjourned.